I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You already know that there's 1.5 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon. But did you know that most of them are women and children? Details from a new UNICEF survey reveal that there are 1,500 kids living on the streets, and 3/4 of those are Syrian. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International says their OASIS program provides an education, meals, counseling, and care for 100 Syrian children. But they're hoping to double that capacity this year.
The gospel is central to this program. One of the most exciting aspects for us over the past few months is that many of these kids that have come to us are hearing about the good news of Jesus Christ for the first time.
Next, winter is a dangerous time for refugees in the Middle East. With temperatures plummeting below zero, many children are freezing to death, and more than 180 people have been killed by some of the worst avalanches in over 30 years. Baptist Global Response is collecting donations for blankets, food, and water, and while distributing, they're also sharing the Word of God and restoring hope. Your donation can save a family physically and spiritually. You'll find the details on how to get involved at our website. And registration is open for Urbana 15. Tom Lynn of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says every 3 years, Urbana connects college kids and global missions. This year's theme is a tough one.
We're going to engage with the persecuted church around the world. We're going to look at what's happening, what God is doing. We want to paint a very real picture and then call students to engage even when it's difficult.
Urbana 15 will be held during the last week of December in St. Louis, Missouri. Learn more about it and sign up through a link at our website, missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.